And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 16th of July, 2017. It was on this day in 1790 George Washington signed the act which established the site of the U.S. Capitol on the east bank of the Potomac River. He soon hired a French architect and city planner, Pierre L'Enfant, to design the new city. It was 10 years later that the government began moving into town, but Washington died in 1799, never lived in the city that bore his name. John Adams was the first president to occupy the White House. It was on this date, 1951, J.D. Salinger's novel The Catcher in the Rye was published, a book that begins, "If you really want to hear about it, the first thing you'll probably want to know is where I was born and what my lousy childhood was like and how my parents were occupied and all before they had me and all that David Copperfield kind of crap. But I don't feel like going into it, if you want to know the truth." Salinger had thought about his character, Holden Caulfield, for years. He carried six Holden Caulfield stories with him when he went off to fight in World War II. They were with him on the beach at Normandy and in the hours he spent with Ernest Hemingway in Paris. And by the time he began to assemble the novel, he had nine stories about Holden and his family. When he finished the manuscript, he sent it to the editor Robert Giroux at Harcourt Brace, who liked it, but his boss wasn't sure. He sent it to a textbook editor at Harcourt Brace, who did not like it, and so Harcourt Brace turned it down, and Little Brown published it instead, and it was one of the big bestsellers of all time. Robert Giroux quit Harcourt Brace, went to Ferris Strauss. Salinger did not enjoy his celebrity. He moved to New Hampshire, lived in seclusion, and he turned down many offers for the movie rights. It was on this day, 1945, 5:30 in the morning, the first atom bomb was successfully detonated at White Sands Proving Ground in Alamogordo, New Mexico. The assembled scientists wore welders' goggles, and they shared suntan lotion. The explosion lit up the sky, and on August the 6th and August 9th of that same year, the United States bombed the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan. And it's the birthday of St. Clair of Assisi, born 1194, wealthy family. She came under the preaching of Francis of Assisi, ran away in the middle of the night to make her vows. He cut her hair, dressed her in black, brought her to a group of nuns, and she embraced a life of poverty, prayer, and manual labor. Here's a poem by John Masefield, Sea Fever. I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea in the sky, and all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by, and the wheels kick and the wind's song and the white sail shaking and a gray mist on the sea's face and a gray dawn breaking. I must go down to the seas again, for the call of the running tide is a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied, and all I ask is a windy day with the white clouds flying and the flung spray and the blown spume and the seagulls crying. I must go down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's way and the whale's way, where the wind's like a whetted knife. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow rover, and quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick's over. A poem by John Masefield, Sea Fever. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.